Good morning. You know, on the Morning Buzzcast, we always try to be hopeful and optimistic. Yesterday was a tough day to be hopeful and optimistic about the sports industry. Let's start with that. It is your Morning Buzzcast. Today is Thursday. It's July 9th. I'm Abe Madcore. I do hope everyone's doing well, being safe, being smart, and being good to each other. But I really do feel today for the kids in college athletics. Specifically, let's start with the Ivy League, where yesterday presidents of the Ivy League schools placed all sports on hold at least until January. So they become the first Division I conference that will not play football as scheduled in the fall because of the coronavirus. A number of sports, from football to men's basketball to cross country, they're basically in limbo. Players can practice, but conditions would have to improve dramatically for sports to be played next year. Now remember, the Ivy League was the first conference to shut down their basketball tournament in March. And while the Ivy League doesn't have the influence in the college football ranks, it is still going to be an influential decision that these eight presidents made yesterday. Other schools, other conferences are certainly going to look at that. Let's shift to the Big Ten, where there is a meeting today on the schedule of the Big Ten football programs, and one report has the Big Ten headed to be playing a 10-game conference-only schedule this fall. But again, major meeting happening today. I also feel for the students in Stanford, because yesterday, Stanford Athletic Director Bernard Muir, one of the good athletic directors in intercollegiate athletics, relayed the very difficult decision that the schools eliminated 11 varsity teams because of financial constraints related to the coronavirus. I mean, just think of that. 11 varsity sports will be discontinued at the conclusion of the 2021 academic year. That's fencing, field hockey, rowing, sailing, squash, synchronized swimming, men's volleyball, and wrestling. The sports eliminated have won a total of 20 national championships, because we know how strong Stanford is in those programs. So again, tough day yesterday to feel really optimistic about the state of sports. One shining light yesterday was the return of Major League Soccer in Orlando. The MLS's back tournament got underway. Orlando City beat Inter Miami 2-1. It was the first MLS match. Of course, they're playing at the Wide World of Sports Complex in Orlando. If you watched it, it was quiet. There was a weird, eerie atmosphere. You did hear the players and the coaches communicating. Before the game, players offered a very powerful Black Lives Matter moment, and then the starters of both teams formed a circle at midfield to take a knee, so a very powerful start to the match last night. Meanwhile, Don Garber has a major decision to make today about whether Nashville SC will continue to participate in the MLS's back tournament because of the high number of players on that team testing positive for the coronavirus. So Don Garber to decide likely today whether Nashville SC will continue to participate in that tournament. Another issue that came yesterday, you're starting to see NFL teams make some pretty strong announcements about their ticketing policy, uncertain whether there'll even be a season. Our Ben Fisher reported yesterday that the Ravens and Chiefs will allow fans to defer all season tickets from 20 to 21. They'll sell only single game tickets. They are really the first two teams in the NFL to disclose what their ticketing plan was. If you're a season ticket holder, you'll have the first dibs to buy any of those single game tickets for any games that they allow fans in. So again, Ravens and Chiefs not coming out and saying it directly, but there's definitely going to be limited capacity, and there's uncertainty whether how many fans will be in the stands. I expect more NFL teams to relay their ticketing policy very shortly. Over at NFL Media, our John Aran reported last night that became the latest media outlet to ask its on-air talent to take temporary salary reductions for 6 months from early August through January. The voluntary pay cuts of up to 15% were announced yesterday to about 50 people via a conference call. So again, up to 50 on-air talent at the NFL Network asked to take a voluntary pay cut. A couple things to see today. CBS will likely make formal what John Aran reported last night, that it will pick up the rights to carry the UEFA Champions League 2 years early. It'll start next month in August. They'll pick up the tournament from Turner, of course, who opted out of its deal last month. So CBS will air the UEFA Champions League this year and next year, and of course they were picking up the tournament anyway in 2022, so look for that deal to be formally announced today. So I hope today is a better day. Again, I do feel for the intercollegiate athletics student athletes who have put so much into their time and effort and practice, and then seeing those schedules get postponed or delayed. I feel for the student athletes at Stanford. Again, a tough day yesterday in the sports business. Let's hope today is better. Today is Thursday. It's July 9th. I'm Abe Madcore. Hope everyone has a good day, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.